Give your heart some love with circulation-boosting bioactives proven to improve blood flow for better oxygen and nutrient delivery. Boost circulation from day one for better cardiovascular performance that keeps improving over time. Try Cocovia Cardio Health Supplement, available as a capsule or a powder. Visit Cocovia.com today. That's Cocovia.com and use coupon code CCV20 to get 20% off your order. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent disease.
Facebook leads the industry in stopping bad actors online. That's because they've invested $13 billion in teams and technology to enhance safety over the last 5 years. It's working. In just the past few months, they've taken down 1.7 billion fake accounts to stop bad actors from doing harm. But working to reduce harmful and illicit content on their platforms is never done. Learn more about how they're helping people connect and share safely at about.fb.com/safety.
Warning. Warning.
This show contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised.
Are you ready to get your mind blown?
One angry New York City, Puerto Rican decided to start a radio show. Determined to piss the world off by shoving a mirror in front of society's face. He kicked them in the balls.
What are you? Who are you?
This is the Crotch Shot Radio Show. Crotch Shot Radio Show.
This is not a test. This is a broadcast transmission.
We're going to stay on the air.
And now, the whippy.
To the Crotch Shot Radio Show, where we kick the issues in the balls. We are on an active war against bullshit. We would do anything and everything to expose bullshits. The ends sometimes justify the memes. So every anger wants the truth exposed and strap in and prepare to be shocked. This is Smash Mouth Talk. If you can't accept that, then fuck off. I takes no bullshit from nobody. I actually expose the bullshit of society and chop it up into easy to digest chunks for you. Today won't be any different. Today we're going to be talking about a legend dies, yet the idiots fucking remain. I am a big Norm MacDonald fan. Some of you may know he died of cancer. Fuck cancer. It was announced yesterday. He was fighting it for 9 years. And he succumbed to the cancer. And, I mean, the thing that hits me is the fact the man didn't give a fuck. He made whatever joke he felt like saying. And he was hilarious. He would make these offensive jokes or perceived offensive. They weren't offensive to me. They might have been offensive to some fucking, SJW. But... like, he was Norm. Like, no one was going to fuck with Norm. They tried to. It's like, Norm gave zero fucks. He hid his brilliance. I mean, not well, because everyone knew he was fucking brilliant. But the way his persona was, I mean, it was like, oh, he came off like a fool. But I would say he was a genius. Some of the jokes he made, it inspires me to write like him. Or inspires me to not like him, but inspires me to write. Inspires me to not give a fuck about who I offend, who I might offend with a joke. Just going for the funny. in the search of funny. That's what we should be striving for. But you know what? These SJWs, these motherfuckers that are so worried about tone policing comedy, they could suck a dick. I mean, that's all I can say. You could suck a dick. I'm glad people like Jim Brewer are standing up against the whole COVID thing. I am very happy that they're doing it. It's they're standing up against the whole COVID thing. I'm very, very, very happy. And you know, he's totally right. I mean, it's taking. What you doing? It's kind of taking it's segregation. And I thought we fought against that back in the 60s, 60s, 70s. I thought we dealt with that bullshit. No. You have a certain illness. You don't want to take an experimental vaccine. Like, look, first of all, as a libertarian, choice. I took the vaccine. I took it. Mostly because I had to protect people. Do I think it is going to work? I just did it because it gave my family a peace of mind. Whether it kills me or not, if it does, then you know it sucks. And just take it for to be me, like, actually protecting you. But yeah, back to Norm. I mean, some of my favorite bits were when he was on The View and he was talking about how Bill Clinton murdered a guy. And he just kept on it. They're like, Norm, shut up. You can't say that. You can't say that. Like, he gave zero. Let me see if I can find that. And while I'm doing that, smash that like button. If you're not already subscribed, please subscribe to the show. Like, comment, leave comments. I love comments. I love even the hate comments. I'll take the fucking hate comments. People try to troll me, and I'm like, okay, let's I came to play. So here, oh man, the quality sucks. The quality sucks, but yeah, here it is. Put in full screen for you.
So try these words out. Droll, sarcastic, controversial, hilarious. Well, those are some of the words that are used to describe Norm MacDonald's character on his sitcom, Norm. But as you will see in this clip, people may think twice before they use the words smooth or charming. Take a look.
Hey, Lori. Hey, look, I can see your underwear there.
You're supposed to see them.
Yeah, that's a little desperate, isn't it?
I'm playing tennis with Shelley.
You're playing tennis with Shelley?
Yeah.
Hey, I have an idea that would even be more fun for you. If I played tennis with Shelley, while you, I don't know what you do, who cares?
And in spite of that, please welcome Norm MacDonald.
Fuck you, Barbara Walters. Seriously, fuck you.
What's up, man?
Okay, Norm, you're Canadian.
Yes, I am.
So what do you think of this whole presidential mess?
I hope that the Democrats don't steal the election from the winner, you know, but who knows?
You like George Bush, don't you?
I love George Bush, man. He's a good man, decent, you know, none of this. He's not a liar, a crook, murderer, or anything like that. So it'd be good to get the.
That didn't age well, but okay.
I think we should get the homicide out of the White House and get like a fresh start, because we don't want any more murderers.
I think we should just go on to the next question.
Oh. Who are the murderers?
Yeah.
Oh, Clinton, he murdered a guy.
Yeah, you know, we're not allowed to put accusations with that.
That's a little too far.
That's the way it does work.
Let's just go on to the next question.
Yeah.
This is not my week. What can I tell you?
Oh, it's not mine either, and I'm being very nice, okay? Be a good boy. Now, Norm.
Do you never hear that?
No, listen, we don't need to talk about
that. I don't want to get into this, and I don't want
to. You never heard that? Oh, God. Even the way, like, look, you look at his mannerism. Look at the words he uses. It's fucking brilliant. Like, his delivery, like, it's effortless. Like, I would kill to be able to have flow like that.
I want to hear it, and this is not the place to make those accusations. And you're supposed to.
Like, honestly, look at him. He doesn't give a fuck. Like, honestly, I've been that guy, like, saying shit that made people uncomfortable. And you're just getting off on the fact that they're just, like, fucking cringing. It's the greatest feeling in the world, really.
To be funny. Let's get on.
Oh, no, he's being fucking funny, bitch. You just got your stick up your ass.
So get with it. There you go.
This is a live show.
But you have been properly chastised by Barbara. So I'm not going to ask the next question.
I thought it was a matter of record.
Shut up. Look, okay. Let me do this, okay?
I'll tell you what's a matter of record. You will not be invited back if you don't shut up.
All right.
Let's talk football.
All right, manslaughter.
Let's talk football.
Norm, did you ever hear the word? Oh,
the phone is ringing.
I certainly hope that somebody calling to tell you to go home.
Oh, no.
You got a phone?
Yeah, they tried to do a fucking bit with him, like a lame-ass fucking comedy bit. And he's just going to – look what he does.
Ringing.
Oh.
Answer the phone.
Hello? Oh, yeah. Oh, no. The thing is this. You know Matt Strauss?
Yeah, the producer.
The producer. He told me it would be funny. He said, like, why don't you carry a cell phone on and then let it ring and then pretend like there's a guy on it.
Is there anybody on it?
No, it's a thing. Pretend.
You know what, Norm? You're a...
He's like, fuck this bit. Fuck this lame bit. It's funnier just to wreck this shit because I'm the comedian. He's just
dead man.
Here, you talk to him, man.
You know what, Barbara? You know what you said about rage and work?
Give this man a pint of soup and tell him to shut up. All right, then.
Norm, let's see. Norm.
What?
Okay, listen, Norm. Norm, listen. Not only have you annoyed us, but I've read that you have actually annoyed one of your idols. Who is that?
Oh, the great Bill Cosby.
Yeah, what'd you do?
Oh, my God. I love that guy. He's my hero, you know, just like you. Maybe George or Bill Clinton would be your hero. I love.
There's no stopping you, is there?
No, you seem to like Bill Clinton.
Really, and this man leads into our show on Friday night.
I know.
It's all right. His career is over after this anyway. Who cares? Go ahead, Norm.
Yeah, Bill Clinton, who's a great man, obviously. Well, you know, everybody has their opinions, right?
Mm-hmm. Are you moving along?
No, Bill Cosby.
Oh, God.
What are you drinking in there?
Well, Bill Cosby is a great man, first of all. There has never been any accusations toward Bill Cosby about any.
Will you just tell us what you did by Bill Cosby?
Oh, I met him. I opened for him at a club, and he was a great man, you know. He's my hero of all time. You know how funny Bill Cosby
is. Yeah, so I'll get to the point. I'm going past menopause. Yeah.
Great for him. Make the point.
Not everything has a point.
We are learning He's Norm, you want to finish the story or shall I ask you the next thing?
Well, the Bill Cosby thing is this.
Dear God.
I met Bill Cosby. We're all fans of Bill Cosby, right?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. We talking about the millionaire.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Tonight, Norm and
I. Please. I like Bill Cosby. Norm, talk about the millionaire.
Norm McDonald and I are on The Millionaire tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Well, tell him about that, how you thought he's dumb today. Where do you see him tonight?
Cancel Norm. Oh my goodness.
Come on, Norm. Tell him, Norm.
People always told me Hollywood was like incredibly liberal and biased, and I thought it was untrue. But...
You have a millionaire.
Yes, I do.
You have 10 seconds.
Don't tell him
about
the millionaire. Don't tell how much.
Don't tell him what I won?
No.
Oh.
You're not allowed to tell anything like that.
Well, what are you trying to ask him then?
I don't know. Okay. He doesn't answer anything anyway.
Okay, so he's on The Millionaire tonight, and he's on Friday nights. And
on Monday, his taxes will be audited.
So he's on Friday nights at 9. He's on The Millionaire at 9. You can play along at home on Enhanced TV. You are a number. I have never met anything like you. We will be right back.
Like, honestly, it kills me that he goes, that was 21 years ago. And he, like, said, oh, liberal bias in Hollywood. He freaking exposed the Clintons before anybody else. Well, I mean, aside from probably Alex Jones, probably, but he was on public access. I mean, like, he didn't give any fucks. I mean, it just, he gave zero fucks. I mean, that's basically what I'm trying to say. He did not give any type of fuck. Not one iota, of a fuck he gave. It just, like, I want to write like him. I want to deliver like him. I want to be able to piss off the establishment like he did and use humor and get people laughing at the bad guys. He had us rolling. Like, I loved his dark humor. It's comics like him that make me appreciate dark humor, to be able to laugh at the darkness, to laugh at the dark, laugh at the bad shit, so that way it doesn't fucking cripple us in fear. And that's what the left fails to fucking understand about fucking humor. I mean, this reminds me, I was on this app called Stereo. And I was making a joke, and one of the people on the panel, she started fucking tone policing. Oh, I don't like that using that word. Like, shut up. I'm telling a fucking story about how I was called this word, or what the word that I heard. I'm not using it in a derogatory way. I'm using it in a descriptive way, telling a story. Like, you can't handle fucking words? Like, whatever fucking happens to sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. Like, back to Norm. He had a charisma. He had a certain charisma that, like, he got people to, like, laugh at, like, horrendous shit. Like, I mean, let me see if I could find some offensive jokes. There. Norm McDonald offensive jokes. Politically incorrect jokes. Here it is. Davis. That's.
I was. It was Christmas in New York, you know, and I was alone. So, anyways, I went. There was a diner that I always go to near my house. Mm-hmm. It's a really nice diner, and so I went there, and there was this homeless bum there. You know, just say a homeless guy. It's not politically correct to say bum. But I can't say homeless bum. No, I said they didn't like to be called bum.
Yeah, right. A homeless guy, yeah.
Okay, okay. Well, anyway, so, okay. There was a...
I'm not going to let you get to this story. I'm just going to keep giving you a hard time about bums. You meet a bum, a hobo, a tramp.
A tramp, yeah. He had a little stick with a thing on it. Okay.
It was from the 1930s. Yeah, okay.
I went to the this gig right in town. You ever hear of the Bowery?
Yeah, heard the, yeah.
You know that place, right?
Sure, yeah. I've heard of it.
Yeah, it's Skid Row.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's all these homeless bums on the street and everything like that.
Yeah.
And you have to go through it. So I went to this club, and I bombed. They hated my guts, so I was all mad. You know, I get mad when I don't do good. And then, so I went out of the thing, you know, I walked out.
You walk like that, really? You've got that problem, I remember.
Uh-huh. So I walk out of the club. So I get out. And this homeless guy, you know, this bum, he starts walking beside me, bugging me, you know, hey.
You're not supposed to call them bums anymore. No. Anyway.
Hobo, you know?
A tramp.
A tramp.
A tramp. Okay, riding the rails.
Yeah,
right.
Just a lay about me.
I went to Vegas a couple weeks ago, and a funny thing happened there, Andy. And a funny thing happened there in Vegas, right? Mm-hmm. I go there, you know, to gamble. I meet a couple of midgets. You know?
A couple of midgets?
Yeah.
Little people, I call them.
Well, I don't think of people as little people.
Yeah, your word's better.
Yeah.
Go ahead anyway. You meet a couple of midgets.
I know a lot of people in show business talk about the little people.
Right.
But I think everybody's the same. The midgets, the regular people.
Okay.
You know? We're all human beings.
We're all human beings. That's good. You're not. That's good. You have a good attitude.
Some of us are, you know, short and have weird big heads. So, anyway, these guys.
I just love. Like, I love it. I love it so much. Like his delivery, he's getting off on freaking making Conan uncomfortable. He's doing it for him. Like, and I do this too. I say shit, not so much that they would find, like, the other person would find it funny, but I will get off on their reaction to me saying the most horrendous shit. And they're like, what? And so uncomfortable because they're trying to be polite and not tell me to go fuck myself. But he was a genius.
Went out there for a second, but it's better now.
It was cool to meet the president, although he's always all crippled up now.
That's not politically correct. He's all crippled up.
What do you call it?
He's just disabled.
Disabled, yeah.
At the moment.
He's handicapped.
There you go.
Actually, when you think about it, he's handicapped and he's the president of the United States. He must have an unbelievable parking spot when you think about it. You know? Right? He's got to be.
It's very, a short walk.
Yeah, it's very close to the building.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You see, people, it's all going to be different once the Great Depression, because my dad used to tell me with the Great Depression. Like, if I had money to invest in right now, you know what I would invest in?
What's
guys
that?
Jumping off the top of buildings. You think that's not going to happen, but soon that's going to be very big.
Uh-huh.
And then those guys won't be powerful anymore because most of them will be dead and the rest severely crippled. And the big news is Oscar Pistorius.
Yeah, huge news.
And I don't like him. Don't care for him. Never did.
Really? You don't like Oscar Pistorius even before... He, what are you doing?
Oh, I had something in my tube.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. I didn't
you
like didn't, him.
You're saying, I mean, a lot of people don't like him now that he murdered
people,
somebody, but,
yeah.
but
allegedly,
that,
allegedly.
Allegedly.
But also, really.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't have problems with the murder.
Right.
But.
So it's only now, if people were to Google a picture of Savile, knowing that he was a horrible pedophile and general all-round rotten person, that you'd look at it and you'd go, of course. I mean, now you look at it, yes, that makes perfect sense. I mean, with these like weird...
I knew about the pedophile. He'd wear things a bit like this.
I knew
a bit about the pedophile, but I didn't know about the all-around bad person part.
Yes, well, I suddenly realized that I couldn't remember all of his crimes.
Yeah. Let's say Jimmy Savile goes into a room and the guy is like, you know, the person is can't move, they're paralyzed.
Yeah.
And he doesn't act upon that person.
Right.
Who's to say it's bad?
Yeah.
That fella.
Me? I'll say it's bad.
But the lady is just lying there. You think her life's, don't think that's, she's just lying there. All of a sudden, a great entertainer.
A knight of the realm.
Fucks her.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, even like you say, you're unwanted, WNT, allegations against Michael Jackson. There had to be kids that were like, well, this is pretty cool. This is not some old priest.
I'm just wondering about.
I have a priest, by the way.
Can I just ask that? Because
I'm not Catholic, but I know.
You have a priest anyway?
I know a priest.
Yeah.
And I feel sorry for them because most of them don't fuck children. I just want to put that on the record, that more teachers fuck children than priests, and yet teachers are heroes and
finally someone brave enough to say it, which is great.
There you go.
Like, I'm a Christian, right?
I didn't know that. Are you a Christian?
Yes.
Do you watch the gladiators and things like that?
What the fuck does that mean?
Christians.
No, I just go to fucking military funerals and go, fucking faggots. No.
You haven't changed one bit.
No,
you really haven't.
No, yeah.
How much fun was it just hanging out at
it was fun, but let me say, I don't think I remember the Westboro Baptist.
Do we know why people are gay? You don't know. Do you know why you're heterosexual? You don't know why.
No, I don't know. Well,
maybe the abnormal gene would be hetero.
That's true. Hey, maybe the normal gene would be those
maybe
ladies
be
that
normal to be gay.
That cut their cocks into vaginas.
No, if you're looking to make it in standard television, you're not going the right route.
No.
You're not going the right route.
Once I get on Hulu.
You're not sending this tape to CBS.
No, once I get on Hulu, the whole act changes. No, do you know that you are a cis male? Have you ever heard of that term?
A cis male.
C-Y-S-M-A-L-E. So what it means is that you are a man.
Let me just move on. But I mean, he didn't give a fuck. I could watch Norm MacDonald all day. Like I was like, I'm going to with Patrice O'Neal, I'm gonna wish to hear what their take was on what goes on in this world. Because this shit is just gonna get worse and worse and worse and worse and worse, and I need to hear their take. Him and Patrice. Bring back Patrice. How about we give him like Doja Cat? You could have Doja Cat and fucking Cardi B. How's that? Doja and Cardi, go. Woo, goodbye. We'll throw in Lizzo. Fuck it. Throw in Lizzo. Bring back Bill Hicks. I mean, please. I really do miss the fuck out of them. But anyways, moving on. The Met Gala. I don't know what the fuck's that about. I never gave a fuck about it. It seems like a Halloween party for rich people because they go dressed as like some form of queeb or quay, like whatever. It's like, okay, we're gonna dress like complete assholes. This is high fashion. Like you look like a dickhead. Like what are you doing? But anyways, AOC, this has been the talk, had a fucking dress called Tax the Rich. That's hilarious because, bitch, don't you owe $2,000 in taxes and you earn $175,000 a year as a Congress critter? As a thing from Washington, D.C. Lagoon. You're a swamp creature. You earn all this money. The water keeps turning red with blood, turning and turning. Let me stop. How did that? Why did they go into Jaws? That's an interesting. That was an interesting. An interesting fucking. Decision to make. You know, it's just hilarious. So
Facebook leads the industry in stopping bad actors online. That's because they've invested $13 billion in teams and technology to enhance safety over the last 5 years. It's working. In just the past few months, they've taken down 1.7 billion fake accounts to stop bad actors from doing harm. But working to reduce harmful and illicit content on their platforms is never done. Learn more about how they're helping people connect and share safely at about.fb.com/safety.
Let me see. Curtis Sliwa, he tweeted something about AOC. Let me get that for you. While you're at it, follow me on Twitter at LouisB6 on the Twitters. If you want to stay up to date with the Jews. So yeah, here it is. Let me share my screen for you people. Foo people. See, ticket to the Met Gala, $30,000. Table at the Met Gala, $25,000. Hypocritical virtue signaling at the Met Gala, priceless. So, I got the ticket for free. All right. I mean, honestly, it's like all these motherfuckers, let's virtual signal. Like, she wants to text the hell out of each and every last one of y'all. Like, honestly, at this point, you know what? How's about, yeah, text the wretch. I dare you. So that tax him so much you can't have this stupid shit anymore. I mean, we're doing it for the art. And notice, only the help is wearing masks. You see, he's wearing a mask. You know, he's wearing a mask. Wear the mask. How come they're not wearing masks? Huh? We got new variants coming out all the fucking time. We got the MU. We got the Mu variant. And pretty soon we're going to have the Mu2 variant. Hold on. I think we got a picture of the Mu2 variant. Yes, I know. You guys are going to. Yeah, here it is. Here's the Mu2 variant. The Mu2 variant. There we go. Here he is. You want to fuck around. Fuck around and get the Mu2 variant. Stop. Wear your mask or we're going to get the Mu2 variant and you're going to have this motherfucker kicking all asses. Going to be flying around. He's a fucking psychic. Don't do that. Don't fuck with the fuck. Put a mask on. Get the vaccine. You're going to get the Mu2 variant. You see, fuck it. I pushed this fucking joke as far as I can take it. So we got, we got somebody watching from YouTube. How you guys doing? You know what? Why don't you chat? Type it in. I don't care. Be a hater. I don't care. Hater, liker, I don't care. Oh, oops. Oops, oops, oops. Like, I can't stand this bitch. Like, first of all, you had a failed business. You complained about taxes when it came to your business, but you want to make it so that way no one else could open a fucking business, make it hard to open the business. At least with Curtis Sliwa, who I hope fucking wins in the New York City mayoral event, and I don't see how he cannot, because everywhere I see, it's like Curtis Sliwa, we like Curtis Sliwa, he's the one on the street. Where's Eric Adams? I haven't seen Eric Adams do goddamn thing. You see Curtis Sliwa at least getting himself dirty. Like, whether it's for photo op or anything, at least he's out there doing something. Eric Adams, what he's doing, just walking around like, we're going to do this and do that. Like, Curtis is like actually talking about, yeah, this is what we're going to do. Huh? We're going to do. We're from New York City. Like, I trust the guy with the fucking accent. Look, this is what we're going to do. We're gonna clean up New York City. We're gonna get the cops to do their fucking jobs again, and we're gonna take the handcuffs of the cops and put them on the criminals. Yeah, I'm sorry. New York City needs a police force that are gonna crack somebody upside their fucking head. Like, enough. You should have a healthy fear of the police, so that way you don't fucking commit a crime. I'm sorry. And if you are a member of a certain group and you're worried about getting your ass kicked by the cops, here's an idea. Be careful with what the fuck you do. Be careful who you hang out with. Like, honestly, when Giuliani was in office, I was never stopped by the cops. I was never harassed by the cops. Never the once. Even when I went into freaking rich neighborhood, walking around rich neighborhoods after Giuliani, but still going into rich white neighborhoods, freaking doing deliveries. Never the once anyone fucked with me. They just asked me, oh, who do you work for? I'm like, Uber Eats or Postmates. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, I'm just doing deliveries. Never the fucking once have I ever been harassed by the police. But maybe because I don't do fucking dumb shit. That's what it is. I don't fucking randomly just, hey, I'm going to punch someone in the face. I'm going to punch Peter Scolari in the fucking face. I'm going to punch Rick Moranis in the fucking face just for shits and giggles. Yeah, that's what we're going to do. God damn. Did I go on the official fucking tangent of the show? Yes, yes, I did. Yes, you did. Yes, you did. Okay, so let's talk about General Milley. Honestly, if Trump or anybody on the right, like hell, they gave fucking Trump Jr. fucking shit for talking to a Russian organization to try to get information on Hillary Clinton. They gave him shit. They were gonna bring him up on fucking charges. I think they even tried to bring him up on charges. Let me see. Yeah, I mean, yeah, Mueller declined to charge Donald Trump Jr. Fucking shit. All right. Fuck. Enough with the fucking, like, honestly. Yeah. Mueller declined to charge Donald Trump Jr. for meeting with a Russian lawyer. Like, they were actually looking into charging him. How come they're not looking into charge Milley? At least look into it. Like, have the same fucking energy. This is what I keep screaming about. Have the same fucking energy. Why can't you charge Milley? Charge Milley. You know, he went behind the president's back. His own fucking, like, you're supposed to be on his squad. Oh, well, I'm worried we're going to go to war with China. He was not going to go to fucking war with China. Maybe economic war with China. He was going to try to freaking make sure we get a fair deal. At least try to figure out the way to pay off our debt. How's about that? I mean, you know. But no. He was surrounded. This is proof that the man was surrounded by traitors. Donald Trump, I mean, imagine how much good he could have done. If he had the right people around him, people that weren't trying to fucking sabotage him, people giving him the wrong fucking information all the fucking time, giving him the fucking wrong information all the goddamn time. Why isn't he not being brought up on charges? I don't care what fucking party you affiliate with. This goes again. What's the name of that? You know, talking too far. Karin governance without congressional approval. Like, what's that called? I forgot the name of that law. Okay. What does the president, executive, what can it be acceptable? Oh, the Logan Act. That's what it's called. The Logan Act. So, let me see. Millie Logan Act. Let me see if anybody's brought that up. Yeah, okay, well, of course, only Fox News. Only Fox News brought this up. Let's bring this up. Fucking, I hate, all right, okay. Fuck.
Doug McGregor is in some ways at the center of the story. He's a retired Army colonel who last year advised the Trump administration on foreign policy. In that capacity, he co-authored a memo calling for American troops to leave Afghanistan finally after 20 years. According to Woodward and Costa's account, that memo, McGregor's memo, is one of the reasons that Mark Milley decided to organize a coup. Doug McGregor joins us in the studio tonight. Doug, thanks so much for coming on. We were talking before air, and you upsettingly did not seem shocked by this. It does seem to people who don't know the system as well as you do stunning that the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff would be secretly calling a Chinese general and saying, we'll warn you if we're going to move against you.
What? But
knowing what you know, this does not shock you.
No, unfortunately, I'm not shocked. Keep in mind, we have yet to hear from General Milley.
Yes.
We're accepting what Bob Woodward wrote in the book.
Correct.
As effectively gospel truth. And I'm not doubting Woodward's integrity, but we know from experience that from time to time, he's somewhat flexible and the interpretation may put a spin on it that may or may not be accurate.
And I hope this is one of those cases, but Milley has not responded as of 8:07 Eastern. So the fact is that the claim is that he made this phone call to his counterpart in the Chinese military and did not tell the president. The former president has
Logan Act violation of the Logan Act.
So that alone, tell us, is this within bounds or is it as far out of bounds as it seems?
No, there are certain things that we know. These are the facts. First of all, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs has no statutory authority over operational forces of any kind. That means that he is not in a position to order anyone in the armed forces to say or do anything. Can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
He is preeminently the senior military advisor to the president. That's what he is. So in theory, before he would make such a phone call, he would discuss the subject of the phone call with the president, the commander in chief. He certainly would not do something without coordinating with the national security advisor and the secretary of state, because this is beyond defense. This is a foreign policy statement that he's making. These are important things to understand. The third thing, and this
so,
is...
So if that is true, if this account is correct, I mean, this is, from a layman's perspective, it sounds like a grave offense.
Mm-hmm. He's violated the law if this turns out to be true. We really need to hear from him. Congress needs to bring him over. He needs to be placed under oath, and he needs to answer questions in front of the Senate about this entire affair. He needs to be very straightforward. They then will have to determine whether or not the law has been broken. But from our standpoint, knowing what we do about who has the authority to do what and where he fits in within the broad scheme of things, this is wrong.
Yeah.
Remember, the president is not able to act independently and launch a nuclear weapon. He has a consultative process. People who are members of a standing committee with whom this is discussed. This chain of command then runs through the Secretary of Defense and from the Secretary of Defense to Strategic Command, STRATCOM, has nothing to do with General Milley. Now, General Milley, as an advisor, can speak up and suggest what they should or shouldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
But I think there's something else here that people need to understand. If General Milley feels as strongly as he apparently does, according to this description about President Trump, he has at any time the right to resign his position as chairman of the Joint Chiefs and simply say, I cannot be part of this without prejudice. That doesn't mean he has armed forces. It just means he leaves this position and someone else can be brought in to fill it. That's what you do if you feel strongly that you're dealing with someone you cannot support.
Well, Millie, I'll just make this call because it's very obvious. He's a dishonorable man.
Yeah.
We know that from his testimony before Congress. I think it's very clear. On the other hand, you know, we know for a fact that he was speaking in his capacity, I guess, as a political partisan to the leaders of the other party.
Yes, that is true.
Colluding against Trump on a political and a partisan level.
He made it very clear on numerous occasions that he was talking directly to the Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, and Senator Chuck Schumer, reassuring them that he, quote unquote, was
fucking Beavis and Butthead. The Pentagon.
There are plenty of people that saw that, including the acting Secretary of Defense. That's unfortunate.
That seems so corrupt.
Well, it seems corrupt. And again, this sort of suggests to me this is another windsock. This man blows with the wind. Clearly, the wind was moving left and he was cultivating his bosses. That much I could accept without hesitation. It's just the entire narrative. I would like to have that examined and explored under oath in the right setting.
I got
to
say, maybe the most profound casualty here is the faith that people have that our system works and that their views are represented in the way the country is run. That's the most basic promise of democracy. And it seems time and again that we are learning in these details that the opinions of the people who live here and pay for it all have no bearing on anything.
Look, I think it's very clear that the American people are not represented widely in Washington, D.C. It's occupied territory. Ralph Nader used to call Washington occupied territory. It was occupied by corporations. It's occupied and controlled by donors. So the American people aren't asked very much of anything about anything, whether it's immigration, going to war, intervening somewhere militarily. None of those things are done. So we know that that's already a huge problem. I just want to make one point very clear, though.
Yeah.
President Trump is not someone who is prepared to launch a nuclear strike out of the blue against anyone.
Right.
That's absurd nonsense. Right.
The whole thing is BS. Yes. Actually, Trump was the first president since Jimmy Carter who didn't launch a war. So, right. Yeah. The whole thing is a lie. A lot of things are lies. We're learning. Doug McGregor, thank you.
Yes, sir.
All right. Yeah. Me poop. I mean, I don't know, man. Had that been the other way around, had General Milley be colluding with what, I don't know, trying to say, hey, we gotta pull our troops out of Afghanistan or whatever. I don't know. They at least asked, they asked the question, should we charge Trump Jr. just for talking to a fucking lawyer? Talking to a lawyer. Yet they can't even, they're not even going to ask him shit. I mean, the only hope we have is to get a Republican Senate and House in order to get anything fucking going, to get anything going. Like, honestly, at this point, let's turn Congress purple. Let's turn it purple. Equal. Just make it equal. Fight hard. I mean, I just wish, you know, the fucking Republican Party here in New York would just fight hard too. Like, back your boy. So, I mean, you mean to, like the shit, this is the shit that pisses me off. Like you have this general who it takes a lot of hard work. He busted his ass to become a general. He served his country. I can't take that away from him. But in this one aspect, he made a bad decision. Like, General Milley, you were not helping your country by doing this. If you did not agree with Trump, like what was said, you had other avenues. But you basically betrayed this country by talking to a foreign power. It just, like, honestly, I don't fucking get why the Democrats, like, more specifically, why the Clintons and the fucking, because this is not the first time the Clintons gave the Chinese fucking technology. There was a high-tech fucking spy plane that crash-landed in Chinese territory, and that shit got picked apart. And they and that was planned because, hey, there are ways to fucking destroy that plane so that way it didn't get it. The pilots were trained to just fucking pull some levers, and there was acid that would have burnt everything and destroyed everything so that way technological secrets wouldn't have landed in the hands of the Chinese. But no, that's how the Clintons made their money, by selling technology to the Chinese. And that's how the Chinese are getting more technology, by, because we left shit in Afghanistan. Yay! Yes, and we got fucking Millie talking to the Chinese. Thank you. Now we have to bust our asses to create better technology to defeat what they developed to defeat what we have. But are they going to develop that? Are they going to push that? No, because we have this fucking bumbling fool that's controlled by somebody else. Yet Norm MacDonald dies of fucking cancer. Like, fuck cancer. Fuck cancer. Fuck the cancer, please. Thank you. You have to fuck the cancer very good. You have to fuck the cancer in the ass. Like, I fucking hate cancer. Cancer, you know, you know, fuck the cancer. Honestly, I wish the motherfucker that thumbs down my videos would actually talk. I just love they just thumbs down and they don't say shit. Like, honestly, you're like, okay, pussy. Okay, you puss, motherfucker. You puss. Like, okay. But thank you for the two people that thumbs up. Just please hit that like button wherever you're listening to the stream. And feel free, please talk. Send me a message. I see you watching. I see you listening. You know, if you're on DLive, say what's up. If you're on Twitch, say what's up. YouTube, what's up? Fucking Twitter, what's up? What's this Trovio, what's up? And Facebook, say what's up to me. Like, comment, subscribe, share. More importantly, share the fuck out of this. Share it. And you know, send me a message. See, tell me what else you want me to cover for next week. I will cover it if it's a good idea. But yeah. Like, fuck AOC, fuck General Milley, fuck Joe Biden. Oh, but I mean, it was funny when Steven Crowder played this. Like, freaking all these stadiums were chanting fuck Joe Biden. Let me see if I could get that. There it is. Let's share the screen for the people. Gotta share the screen for the people. Boom. It's how did Trump win again? I mean, how did Trump lose again? Tell me how did he lose? It makes no sense. Trump won. It makes no fucking sense. And now you're pissing off more and more people. If Trump were to run again in 2 more years, in 2023, he's probably going to, like, honestly, people are going to get pissed off. People are going to be so pissed off with Joe that he's going to get people that hated him. He's going to turn people back to him. It's going to, like, oh, man. Like, Joe fucked shit up. In 7 months, Joe fucked everything. Whoever's running Joe fucked everything. Everything was set up. Joe could have fucking coast. All you had to do was continue the shit. And you would have been golden. Golden. I mean, this is the beef I have with both fucking parties, yo. It's like, you're not thinking about how to fix the problem. You're thinking about how to fuck the other party. Here's an idea. How's about you fix some problems? Show that, hey, we actually have the answers to fix the problems. Here's how you fix the fucking problems. And the people that use those ideas to fix the fucking problems get elected. How's that? Duh. Do the Larry Sharp approach. Fucking copy and paste where it works other places. At least test them out. Like, I mean, I don't care if you hate capitalism. That's the only way you're going to get equality. You're going to get not equal outcomes, but equal opportunity. Because there's no such thing as getting an equal outcome. All I want is an equal opportunity. That's it. I'll make the money myself. Hell, I was just doing my side gig, freaking trying to earn an extra scratch. It's fucking amazing. It is fucking amazing. How did Trump lose? How did Biden win? He got people killed. Oh, well. It fucking amazes me. It fucking amazes me, but, yeah. Anyways, like to thank everyone for listening. Thank everyone for watching. Please like, comment, subscribe to however you're watching or listening to this podcast. Go on my website, crotchshotradio.xyz. That's crotchshotradio.xyz. Let me put it on the screen here. That's crotchshot. Oops, that's my email. You want to send me an email? That's crotchshotradio.xyz. That's crotchshotradio.xyz. Also, please help this show grow. Once you go to crotchshotradio.xyz, you're gonna see a big old fucking Amazon button. Please click the Amazon button, and if you're gonna shop through Amazon, please use my link. The prices stay the same. I just get credit for the sale, and with that money, it helps expand the show. It helps me buy new equipment. So instead of me, hey, can you donate? I mean, I got a donate button. I'll take Bitcoin and cash. You know, help me build this studio. Make it fort kick ass. So that way I could, like, have a little couch here, some cameras, get it all nice and sexy and shit in here, and just make it delicioso. So anyways, like to thank everyone for listening to the listening and watching the Crotch Out Radio Show. And as always, from my house to your house, mahalo.
That's the end of my show. Donk.
Click that like button, you bastards.
Facebook leads the industry in stopping bad actors online. That's because they've invested $13 billion in teams and technology to enhance safety over the last 5 years. It's working. In just the past few months, they've taken down 1.7 billion fake accounts to stop bad actors from doing harm. But working to reduce harmful and illicit content on their platforms is never done. Learn more about how they're helping people connect and share safely at about.fb.com/safety.
With MailChimp, you get more than a URL. You get an all-in-one marketing platform to help drive sales. With things like data-driven recommendations and powerful automation tools. Get started today at MailChimp.com/smartmarketing. MailChimp, built for growing businesses.